Stage 6, load shedding. Until further notice. This morning, Eskom said Stage 4. Then suddenly they said Stage 6. This is serious. We haven't had this since September. It is basically the highest level I think we've ever been on. I don't think we've been beyond Stage 6 at any point. We're going to have the Eskom spokesperson on a little bit later on if you've got any particular questions for him. Not as in why is it happening and how are you so terrible and why don't we have power, but any questions you have about the construct of different levels and things like that, you can WhatsApp them to me, 072-567-1567, and I will put those to the Eskom spokesperson, Sikonatium Shoshana, later on in the show. Right now, I want to talk to an expert in energy analysis, in Clyde Mallinson, who joins me now. Hello, Clyde.
How's it, Mike? How are you?
Oh, well, I've been better if we weren't on Stage 6. I must admit, I'm worried that I'm going to get to see the World Cup in the next 4 or 5 days.
This business of counting in even numbers is a bit scary. They seem to dodge the odds, as it were.
Now, can you explain what that is? Why do we not? I know we do have Stage 3. We don't seem to have Stage 5. Does it not exist, or what does it mean?
No, I think it exists, but I think that they probably, we're all aware that they've run out of money for diesel, so the so-called emergency reserves are not available. And diesel would be able to generally, at peak times, ameliorate maybe one and a half stages of load shedding. So I think just with the purse being empty, as it were, and them having to hold back the pump storage, where they've pumped water on top of the hill and they let it down, they're having to hold that back in case something else breaks. So they're having to use what would normally be sort of working. They're having to have it on the reserve bench almost in case something else breaks down. And maybe that's why we've just gone screaming past Stage 5.
All right. And what lies beyond? Is it then still in the even numbers? Is the dreaded Stage 8 next, or is there a Stage 7 that you think we could go to?
No. There could definitely be a Stage 7, Stage 8. But, you know, we're deep in, close to catastrophe, but we're deep in crisis emergency stage now. And, you know, the notion of being in Stage 6 for a prolonged period, the different stages, the other thing to realize is they're not linear. So if you go from Stage 1 to Stage 2, it's not nearly as bad as if you go from Stage 4 to Stage 5, yep, for example.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. 1 to 2 barely touches sides. 2 to 4, you really notice.
Exactly. And also, when you get above Stage 4, your ability of your metros in particular to have their crews running around switching suburbs on and off starts reaching the end of its capability, basically. There just aren't enough warm bodies to run around and do that. And you also start having problems, certainly in Johannesburg, with water reservoirs being able to be filled at a rate they need to supply water. So you then start having the specter of water shedding, as it were, not due to a shortage of water, but due to an inability to pump water for the right amount of time. And now I don't even want to think what happens at the sewerage works, because nothing much happens there most of the time. So when there's no electricity, it's just too bleak to even think about.
Yeah, I've talked in the past about the big hidden consequence of load shedding and Eskom's issues is water generally as an issue around our country. But we'll talk about that at another time. What does this say about Eskom? What does it tell you as an expert about the state of the fleet, the state of the system at the moment?
Well, you know, Eskom have been in their defence, if you'd like, have been appealing for an additional 4,000 to 6,000 megawatts to be added to the grid, and they unfortunately are not in control of that. It falls under the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy under Gwede Montosh, and quite frankly, he's marked time instead of got on with the march, and we now are bearing the fruits of that vacillation, if you like. And, you know, when you mark time, it's fine, but when you run out of time, I don't know what you mean to do then.
And the simple fact is, so much of it relies on diesel. Diesel costs a fortune, and they're out of budget and out of money to pay for diesel?
Well, the diesel is really just a stopgap. It's a bit like running on run flat tyres until you can get to somewhere to fix your tyres. It's not really a solution. And the scary thing is they're switching one unit of Coburg off tomorrow. So if we're currently on stage 6, you might get your desired stage 7 tomorrow.
Hey, don't call it my desired stage 7. Clyde, we're going to have to leave it there. We're short of time. Thank you very much indeed. Fairly crisp analysis there of where we are. The stage 6 until future notice. At the moment, as I say, the Eskom spokesperson will be on later on the show.